the minhag to read Megillat Rut on the holiday of Shavuot. Many reasons have been given. Some explain it as brought down in the Mordechi, in the first chapter of Masechet Megillah, and the Darkei Moshe brings it down in Siman Tatzad, is because the story of Megillat Rut happened around Shavuot time. If you look at the story, it puts it at the time of year as B'tchilat Ketzir Se'orim, at the time when they harvest the barley, which is the time of Shavuot. So therefore, according to that, it's a timely story. Furthermore, it's explained that when the Jewish people received the Torah, it's like we were converts, that we were going from people that were only obligated in 7 mitzvot, and now we became obligated in 613, just like a convert. Before he converts, he's only chayav in the 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach, and then he has an additional the 613 mitzvot that he gets. So therefore, but there's really 620 mitzvot. There's 613 in the Torah, and there's 7 mitzvot from the rabbis. So he actually goes from 7 mitzvot to an additional 613 to take him to 620. That's why the word gerut, the numerical value is 619, plus the word itself is 620. To hint to us that when a person goes to the state of gerut, so now he's obligated in 620 mitzvot. And the whole story of Megillat Rut talks about the conversion of Rut to Yehadut. And we went through that same conversion, so to speak, on Shavuot. So therefore there's another connection. A third connection between Shavuot and Rut, it would be, is that our Torah has two parts to it. Not only the legislative part, but the Ben Adam L'Chavero, the man to man. When the tablets were given, they were given on two sides. One side is the laws between man and God, which of course we accept on Shavuot. But we remind ourselves that there's the man to man side, which is the story of Rut. How Rut did a great chesed with her mother-in-law Naomi, and did not leave her abandoned in the fields of Moab, and escorted her back. We learn about the chesed that Boaz did to Ruth by taking care of her when she came to the field, and then eventually marrying her. The chesed that Ruth did to her deceased husband Mahlon by making the mitzvah of Yibum, she allowed her husband to have a perpetuation of his soul. So the whole story of Megillat Ruth, while there's no halachic story in it, but it's a story of Gilut Hasadim to teach us that the Torah must be parcel, not only the halachot, but also the Ben Adam Nahamiru. The last understanding we can explain why we read Dut on Shavuot is to teach us that if one wants to succeed in Torah, it can only come through Mesirut Nefesh. Mesirut Nefesh means sacrifice. If one thinks that they're going to become an observant in Torah and have all the luxuries of life without having to give up something that's dear to them, it doesn't work that way. And the biggest proof is Ruth. Ruth was the daughter of Eglon Melech Moab. She came from royalty. She came from luxury. And she gave up all of those amenities of life in order to become a Yehudiyah, a Giyoret Tzedek. And that was a great sacrifice. But you see, as a result of the sacrifice, she succeeded. So the Megillat Rut is actually teaching us the recipe to study Torah. It must be Mesirut Nefesh. Those are just some of the reasons why we read it. The last reason that the Mefarshim bring down is because the end game of Megillat Rut is the birth of David HaMelech. Because Ruth would get married to Boaz, and from her progeny eventually would come David. And David is the Mashiach. And we know that David HaMelech was born on Shavuot, and he passed away on Shavuot as well. And therefore, it's appropriate to read the lineage of David HaMelech in Megillat Rut, as was written by Shimon HaNavi, wrote Megillat Rut. So therefore, there's a connection between Rut and Shavuot in the sense that they're both connected to David HaMelech, alav ha-shalom.